Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
We have racing today as well at Orange, and weather fine, a good three. Mick Wallace there. How are you, Mick?
I'm very well, thanks, Cozzy. Interesting program today. A few small fields. I think that's a little bit of a hangover from Melbourne Cup Day. Everyone wants their horse to run on Melbourne Cup Day, of course, and we've had a couple of meetings in quick succession at Dubbo. So the field's a little bit light on today, and not to mention we do have a big meeting on Sunday at Warren as well. A lot of horses were dual nominations for both of these programs. But there's a winner in each race, and hopefully we can find our fair share.
All right, now the first, we have a small field, no scratchings. Three Sepulchre is $1.95. One Cool, one $3.70. Two Snatcher, $5. Five Dad's Boy, $8. And the other one, Pendleton Round, up $12.
One, three, five, and two in the first year. Just going with that Cool One. She's a very experienced campaigner. I just feel like she's needed a couple of runs to reach her top this prep. She gets out to 2,100 metres, a distance where she has been effective in the past. And I think she's just got the runs on the board. She's a seasoned mare. She goes well at the track. She's had two starts here at Orange for a win and a minor placing. There doesn't look to be a great deal of speed in the race. If she doesn't lead, I think she'll probably sit second behind Dad's Boy. And I know she's got the 61 kilos, but I'm just hoping her touch of class might see her home. Over three, Sepulchre, who is certainly going well at the moment. And she was a big winner there at Wagga. Two starts back, followed that up with a late closing second to stick them up at Canberra last time in a benchmark 60 over the 2,000 metres. She's got the miles in the legs. Five Dad's Boy, racing consistently with placings at his last couple of starts. As we mentioned, he'll race on pace and give a sight. And two Snatcher, was a good run last start at Muswellbrook when finishing second there to Elva Rock. I was just not entirely convinced he's suited by a small field where they're not likely to run along. One, three, five and two in the opener.
Race two, and we put out number four, which is Moratai. Now, the favourite one's Your Wild, two even, three Sneak Preview, 220, five LBD, 550, the other one Gravitate, 23.
Three, five, one, and two, the tips here. Going with Sneak Preview, Cody Nestor puts the polish on this four-year-old by Smart Missile. He's had a couple of runs back from a spell now, bumped into the very smart Burning Crown at Coonabarabran last start, finished second to that runner. He got a long way out of his ground, and if you get a chance to have a look at the replay, he really flashed home the last 100 metres or so. I think his best races are run when his runs are spaced. So he's not a relative quick backup by his standards, but I just think he's going well enough to win. Five LBD, I thought, might well be the main danger here. Gets in with not much weight on her back. Last start there at Hawkesbury, only beat one runner to the line, but this looks easier. One Jawal, a definite winning chance in the small field. Big winner at Albury there, two starts back. Kick right away in the straight and was getting a little bit tired late at the end of the 1,400 metres, but the job was already done. Last time at Albury, similar story. Found a bit of a gap at the top of the straight and was run down into fourth spot. That was 1,500 metres. Comes back to the 1,400 today, which I see as a positive. And then we'll go to a two Gravitate as the best of the rest. Was beaten a fair way there at Coonabarabran last time. Three, five, one and two.
Okay, the next, we've got a full field. One, Bayard, is equal favourite with two, Style My Love, Style Your Love, rather, at 220. Three, Damselfly, kept $6. Number four, Next Level, 11. The other one, Flip to Gloire, 26.
2, 1, 4, 3, the selections here. I Stole Your Love. This mare's flying at the moment. She's already won three races this preparation. She's won a last couple of starts at Bathurst. And I think the connections have really found the key to her. They're riding her forward, riding her positively, and she's really responding to those tactics. If she can find the front today, I couldn't see any reason why she couldn't make it a winning hat-trick. Roy McCabe Jr. is doing a wonderful job with his small team of horses. He places them so well at a tremendous strike rate, and I think he can build on his good strike rate today with I Stole Your Love. One, which is Bard from the Bjorn Baker Yard. He's first up from a spell. We haven't seen him since he finished down the track at Randwick back in May of this year. Did win first up last prep at Bathurst, so he usually comes to hand quickly. A four Next Level ran a cheeky race at Dubbo last Saturday. led them into the straight and looked to be travelling okay. Got run down in the concluding stages by Smart Move and Company. He might be ready to find a bit of his old form. And three, which is Damselfly's Kept, is a mare who's resuming from a spell. Finished midfield at Wangaratta back in August before going for the break. Has won first up in the past. 2, 1, 4, and 3.
Race 4, Take Out 3, Russian Missile. Now 2, Jin Chai Phantom is $1.90. 5, Lake Placid, $3.30. 4, The Spruker, $3.90. Cotton on George at 13, Sizzling Friday, 21.
4, 2, 5, and 1, the selections. Going with The Spruker. Did tip this horse last start at Coonabarabran, and he just didn't quite jump with them. He had to do a lot of work in the middle part of the race, and I think that just left him a little bit vulnerable at the end there behind Miss Kokonakis. If he can step cleanly today from barrier number 2 and settle down in the first 2 or 3 runners, I do think he gets his chance to win. In saying that, he has had a few chances. This will be his 21st start today, but he has recorded the 7 minor placings. 2, Jin Chai Phantom was pretty good at Cessnock last time. Bumped into a pretty smart one in Tapaconic, but beat off the rest pretty easily. 5, Lake Placid is a first starter who's been trialling fairly in town. 4th at Rose Hill in the most recent trial behind Axe. Was ridden out a little bit there, but you've got to respect the stable. And 1, Cotton on George. Certainly had the 1 trial. That was back in February. Finished 4th behind Meraki Miss. And what was a pretty strong trial. Hard to know how 40 is, but Alison Smith, her horses invariably run well on the home track. 4, 2, 5, and 1.
Now you get a full field in the 5th. Number 2, First Responder, 270. 4, Fight for Love, 3 even. 1, Also Cool, 550. 3, Tuesday Night, 750. 5, Supreme Boss, 8. The other 2, double figures.
I thought there were 5 winning chances here. I've gone 3, 1, 5, and 2. Really struggled with the way I arranged them here. This is a filly Tuesday Night, so I just think she's a really interesting runner. Richard Nutman trains this filly, nicely bred. Breeding would suggest she probably wants ground. She's by Jimmy Chu out of a Zabeel mare, Devon. Has had 1 trial at Hawkesbury, finished last in the trial, but was given a little bit of galloping room and wasn't really asked for the supreme effort. Over the last sort of 50 to 100 metres of the trial, she really started to get into a work, and I thought she found the line well under minimal pressure. 100 metres past the post, she was charging past her rivals. The fact that she has a first start here at 1,300 metres today, I think, will really suit her. She's got gate number 1. Will go her way. Over 1, Also Cool. Also Cool is the full sister to Cool 1, who goes around in the first event. So he had the 2 starts. Was placed at Orange on debut behind Thunder Zone back in January of this year and then failed at Canterbury. Has been trialling okay in preparation for this. 5 Supreme Boss really caught the eye first up at Narromine when flashing home from the tail of the field to finish 2nd to Queen of Manhattan. And we'll put in 2 First Responder. This horse is busting to win a race. Probably had every chance there at Canberra last time when a beaten favourite went 3rd to Diamond Class, who looks above average. Just didn't want to take that horse at the short quote. 3, 1, 5, and 2.
All right, we go to the next, which is race 6, Scratchings of 3, Modernity, and 4, Patchy Girl. 1, Denman's Light, $2.45. Kootaloo, $3. Number 6, She Smart, $3.30. 2, Crystal Krishna is $8. The other 2, 23 or better.
6, 1, 2, and 5 is the way I've marked them here, going with She Smart from the Gary Portelli yard. She's been placed 1 in 5 career starts, and that was 2 back at Kembla Grange when she resumed off a 10-week break. She was good that day. She wanted to do a little bit wrong. She was ducking in under pressure when finishing 3rd to Mr. Mosaic. Last time at Hawkesbury, she got unsettled by a horse that was trying to push off from her inside, and she sort of lost her rhythm after that. She is a filly that I think can get a little bit fizzed up or worked up if things don't play out her way. But if she can jump in front of Denman's Light today and find the rail, I think that'll really help her. And I do think she's got enough talent to win this race. 1, Denman's Light didn't show a great deal of speed when finishing 4th at Canberra last time. But I think she can really improve off of that effort. 2, Chrissy Christine is a locally trained mare who was placed on debut at Orange back in March of this year. Did have another run at Orange, finished midfield behind Glamorama before going for the break. There's been a little bit of money around for her at longer odds. And 5, Kootaloo looks a chance as well. Covered a bit of ground there. Went 3rd at Canberra last time behind Corcoran. 6, 1, 2 and 5.
Okay, now race 7, been thinned out a bit. Scratchings 2, Piping Roller, 5, Tomatin, 7, Old Hollywood, 8, LBD, and 9, Moon Over Menai. Only 4 runners, 4 Royal Banquet, 170, 1 Lord Zoolander is 290, 3 Speed Camera, 750, and 6 Skipper Joe, 950.
I've gone a 4, 1, 3, and 6. Not a race I can get super confident about. I just thought the way the race might pan out, it could play into the hands of Royal Banquet. Skipper Joe will probably find the lead. Lord Zoolander will settle down second. Royal Banquet might just be able to stalk those leaders. And Speed Cam will probably get back to last. Royal Banquet, last start, to got the win out of the road there at Bathurst, defeating Corcoran, who subsequently has come out and won by a big space. So that form looks okay. He's well-bred. And I think he will take further fitness from that first start run and be hard to beat. Once Lord Zoolander finds himself in a suitable race here, it's a bit of a drop back in grade from his fifth place finish at Newcastle last time behind Peak, where he covered extra ground. The 62 kilos is certainly a level up, but I think this is his easiest assignment for a while. We'll put in 3-speed Camera. She should be strong late, and Skipper Joe's got plenty of speed. 4, 1, 3, and 6.
And the last, we have, let's have a look and see, 1 Scratching, 2 Deviate, 3 Corker at 140, 5 Oxel is $3.90, number 1 Williamson $9, and then 16 or better.
3, 8, 1, and 6 in the last, going with Corker. I think this horse kind of picks himself. He wins by default. Last start there at Canberra, we just mentioned, won by a big gap, beating Brussels and Kootaloo. And he looks like a horse on the up. He's from the Strong Burn Baker Yard. Greg Ryan on board. We'll go his way over 8 Rawson Crossing, who has found a little bit of form in recent starts. Last time there, hit the line strongly when finishing second at Narromine behind Purely Royal. That followed a Class 2 win at Mudgee. 1 Williamson can't be left out here. He's racing really well. A winner at Bathurst, 3 starts back, placed at Bathurst behind Fear of Ante last time. And we'll put in 6 SCB as a best to the rest. 3, 8, 1, and 6 in the lucky last.
Any good things here, Mick?
Yeah, I think race 2, number 3, Sneak Preview. I really do think he's got his hoof on the till after a late closing second to Burning Crown last start.
All right, good on you, Mick. Look forward to hearing you throughout the day with your late mail, and we'll catch up with you in the whip around.
No worries. Thanks, Sean.